begin with prayer. I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, I thank you for where you're taking us in you. And Lord, bless us to go forward doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, I love the communion class. This is communion with God is the backbone of ministry. And there's nothing we can't, if we can draw near to him and he steadily draws near to us, there's nothing we can't do. And in doing that, we can do things that's impossible for men. Last week, we passed verse 26, but I'm going to start there and read down. It says that Jesus is talking to the disciples in John chapter 16. He said, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. So, because that's what they were used to. For the Father himself loves you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am coming to the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. All right, his disciples, they wasn't ready to hear that. In verse 29, it says, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speak no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and need not that any man should ask thee. And need not that any man should ask thee, by this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Now watch this verse 31 and 2. Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yea, and now is. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Now, the will of God, they were used to the Lord being there, like we said in other sessions. And he told them what they could handle then, but the Holy Spirit was going to come and help them pick up where he left off. And he explained that to them. In ministry, last week I had a thought while Ray was speaking that the format is in the instruction. And a lot of times what the Lord say to us initially, the format is in that instruction. And the format is in these things that he's saying, things that they would do. He's showing them what they would do. He's given them the instructions, but all of the instructions they couldn't receive yet. And the Lord, he opens it up to us. The initial, when he first called us to the ministry or give us something to do, it's already impossible for a man. But as we begin, he reveals it to us more, and he reveals the format over time. But it started inside that instruction, just like a seed. Everything that God does is in seed form. And it's just like the format of a full-grown oak tree is in the acorn. And it grows over time. A lot of things has to happen with that seed. It has to rain. It has to germinate. It has to get sunlight. And it grows. But the format is in the seed. Everything that the Lord said to them in seed form is what they actually did. In Acts, they did greater works. They were guided by the Holy Spirit. Whenever they had concerns, whenever things came up, the Lord was right there to give them the information they needed. Now this is how it should have been. The church should have never left this. But during the dark ages, after the apostles died, then Paul prophesied it and Peter prophesied that wolves would come to reduce. See, when they were here, the format was a lie. But when the false prophets entered, and it changed. But the Lord will guide you step by step in what to do. And these scriptures explain it, because he's telling them, he's teaching them about a transition that they have to deal with, that's going to happen. But they couldn't handle it yet. And they thought they were stronger than they were. In verse 32, he said, verse 31, do you not believe? Behold, the hour comes, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered. Because they weren't strong enough yet. They were like a seedling. You know, the oak tree is mighty. You can't just go uproot the oak tree. You have to use your faith. But when it's a seedling, you can. You can use your hand. Now, they thought they were strong as an oak while they were seedlings. But they were mighty in the Lord, because as long as Jesus was around, they were able to do the same things. They were used to them, whenever they had a concern, Jesus would take care of it. Now, Jesus did everything he did as a man, but when he would do the mighty works, he always went and into the Lord's presence. He would go alone and pray, and he stayed in the Lord's presence. And that's the backbone of the ministry. A lot of people look for a format that will work. Pastors, they seek other pastors that did great works, and they want to know the formula. Well, their formula won't work for yours, because your ministry has different, it's different. Everybody's ministry, though it works together, it's different. It solves different problems, and it's designed differently to solve different problems in different places. The needs are not the same. And if the Lord puts one man on TV or one on the radio, one with no TV, the Holy Spirit knows the course that you got to take. But your format is in your instruction, and it's going to be revealed over time. The Holy Spirit will guide you every step of the way. It works better and faster when we go in His presence and cooperate with Him. And then whatever He gives us to do, that'll be the perfect work for us at that time. When
so you're saying we need to focus on the relationship.
Yeah.
With God.
Uh-huh.
Focus on that first.
Focus on that first.
Get that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else will flow from that.
Everything else will flow from that. And that takes all 100% of the pressure off your ministry. There is no pressure if you're obeying Him. And it can be strange to your mind, because you can't see what He see. But what I learned to look at is, if the Lord said, I learned something about the Lord. He can take one message and minister to everybody in the room. It doesn't matter how many people there and what's going on. If He has a yielded servant that will flow with Him, he can minister to every need of 2,000 or 3,000 people in the room, or however many is there. Some may be doing fine. They're growing in the Lord. The same message will give them wisdom and encouragement. Some may be in doubt about something. Some may be contemplating suicide. And the Lord knows how to address these. Some may be having marriage problems. Some may be having problems with their children. Some may be having problems with their siblings. All these concerns, the Lord, He evaluated what needs to happen. He gives the message, and He can bless everybody. Now, everybody has the responsibility of receiving the word, but He's given them what they need. And all they have to do is mix faith with it, and they can receive their encouragement, they can conquer Satan, they can make the changes they need, all from one message. And that's what I learned from the Holy Spirit. So whenever I would preach, I would say, I'm going to see what He's going to give me to say to this audience. And sometimes I preach at a denominational church. And at that time, I was going to a holiness church. I said, I'm going to see if He's going to tell me, teach about speaking in tongues and being baptized and all the things that the holiness people would do. He gave me a message for the audience. And He did it as if they were that... they were his people. I learned, I watched, and I learned. And he addressed their concerns and needs, things that they could receive. And then at the Holiness Church, you know, he'd address things that they needed. I just watched how he did it. And that's how I saw him do it in others, and I learned that if you regard him, he's going to give you the perfect message. He's going to unveil that format that's already in your instructions. And he doesn't deviate. But men do. Men, they have something that they want. People preach what they used to, with their convictions and what they want, you know. But now, as long as it's the word of God, it'll help. But as long as it's the word of God, it'll help. But you can preach the word of God outside of the strategy of God. If the Lord give you a specific part of the word and you preach another part, if you deviate, you left the strategy. And you'll miss some of the people. They'll hear a part of the word that will work in their lives, but it may not fit their needs at that time. But when you follow God, you're within the realm of the strategy, and you get everybody. You bless everybody. And the only way to do that is hear from him. And the only way to hear from him is draw near to him and give him time to draw near to you. And once he do, you know, you have to believe what he's saying. Now, they had this as a reference in verse 33. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." So that's why our peace is related to that devotion. "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." He spoke this against the day that they would scatter. They did scatter, but they came back. And they looked to Peter. And Peter said, one scripture said, he told Peter, he said, "Satan has desired to sift your mind as wheat, but I pray for you. And when you're strong, strengthen your brothers." See, the format's in the instruction. When he first started following the Lord, the things he first learned, all the things that he saw Jesus do, that was their instruction. And that became their pattern. But it happened at a time, as they could receive it, it happened. Until they could receive it, they struggled. But the strength of our ministry and our lives is in hearing what God has to say. First the written word and also the spoken word. As we draw near to him, whatever he brings to us, that's going to make the difference.
So, let me go back here a moment. You know, I was looking at this and it's kind of always, you know, puzzled me, verses 29 and 30.
Yeah.
You know, they claim that he's not speaking in parables now, he's speaking plainly, and they get what he's saying and everything. They were just boasting, weren't they? They really didn't get it, did they? Okay. I mean, I think it makes more sense because, you know, they boast about this. I'm going, they don't understand what he's saying. He's still speaking in parables, you know?
Yeah. They got it on a surface level.
But they thought they... But they thought they would boast a little bit, and then he comes back and says, "Oh yeah, really? You really think you got it? Well, let me tell you a little something." Mm-hmm. I got you. Okay.
And the Lord, he knows our strength. I wanted him to show me the end from the beginning, and he wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. All he said was, "Follow me." And I went on and got him. I got up. He said, "I had all these questions about my ministry the night he called me," and he said, I said, "What kind of minister am I? What am I going to do? Where am I going?" He said, "Follow me." Amen. I got up, went on back to bed. He wasn't going to tell me. And I'm glad he didn't because he told me as I could receive. And everything that needed to happen for me to obey him. and that's how we grow. We're just like that oak tree. Start out an acorn, but before you know it, you're a mighty oak tree.
I was thinking when you said that about different levels of Christianity, Now, baby really can't pull it up, so they definitely need bigger, older Christians than the faith to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But a young child can pull a sapling up
yeah.
easily.
Uh-huh.
And then there's times like the body of Christ, I can't go out there and pull an oak tree up naturally. But there are people that know how to get rid of those oak trees.
Yeah.
Not only that, they can take that leftover part and do those things and machines easily. So that's why the body is so important to be fully
yeah.
joined together. And I think sometimes we don't teach, we don't stay with the babies long enough that they realize they can pull those saplings up and
mm-hmm.
they go further down and they go away from the things
yeah.
of God. They're still children of God, but
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to fight it and do it.
Yeah.
So it's so important.
Yeah.
None of us, we all need each other.
Yeah.
And we should teach baby Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know, we stay with them. But when they're young children, they should know that they can pull those saplings up,
mm-hmm.
and they need to know to do it before it gets too big.
Yeah.
But there's also people in the body of Christ, like Mary, for example, because she's helped me before. She's done some, got in there, the big old ones. I like to think of particularly when I was
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
That we need each other. And
mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful that she, you know, she came by to
mm-hmm.
see me.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, I'm 67 years old. I can say, oh, well, I don't need anybody. You know, I'm arrived.
No, we
haven't arrived.
We need the Lord. We need each other. The Lord used a lot of people to help me.
Yeah, but you can still get rid of those big oak trees.
Oh, yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
think about it in the natural. I have
mm-hmm.
people come saw limbs and cut trees down and do the root system.
You get you a good steel saw. It's got to come down.
So, you know, I've never thought about babies.
Yeah.
Young children, young mm-hmm. Christians being able to pull up those saplings,
mm-hmm.
but they can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We,
thank you for bringing that to mm-hmm. I've never thought of it that way before.
Yeah. The Lord, He structures us to be mighty in Him.
Oh, amen. Mm-hmm.
And we work, you know, the more we work, as we draw near to Him, we work together with others better. And we receive the full amount of what He's saying. Some things that He gives is going to be through others, not
amen.
Just the Holy Spirit in you, but the Holy Spirit in others. Okay. 1 Corinthians 24. Communion. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me.
Mm-hmm.
We remember the victory He's given us, the
Lord,
way He structured
victory.
Us. The things He said in the first place. Verse 25. After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. Dear Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You that You draw near to us as we draw near to You. Lord, I pray that You'll fill in all of our blanks, helping us to go forward in You, doing all that's in Your heart, completing Your work in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.